There's different equipment, you know. We bought equipment to do a road work. And he just got interested in checking. And as big as anything, he can jump up on a tractor and crank it. He's just interested in equipment. And when he's going to school, we got a combine over there, and he'd come in, he'd run that combine by the time he got in till he left, if we was combining beans. For he ought to love machinery.
Well, I can admire a person who's good machinery, because I never have been. Didn't have any talent for it.
No, in other words, you got to know what you want to do, what you enjoy doing. If you enjoy doing that, you could learn it like that. But if you don't enjoy it, you better hunt something you do enjoy in life.
Yeah, that's an interesting question, whether you should look for something you enjoy doing that might not pay enough to support you and a family, or to compromise yourself, maybe take a job you're not so crazy about that paid well enough.
No, you'd be wrong, son. You'd be wrong with my book. On account of, you'd all have that confliction there with you. Anything you do, if you want to do it and do a good job with it, you got to enjoy it.
That's the way I always felt.
Yeah, just like I was trucking business. I set enough farm when I was growing up, a boy in my life, and didn't mean tend to. Back in old T models, I run two T model trucks, and all moved and everything was just them. And come on later day, I got the new model trucks and everything. And of course, I've never had, but you might say, two jobs in my life. That was with Carnation Milk Company and supervisor job here, Lee County. But I've always enjoyed the in-kind machinery. And then when I got to the farming with machinery, I was like, I'm the only. About 200 acres of land over there. Got just north Tupelo over there, in that bottom. It's, I enjoyed farm machinery.
Yeah. Well, I wish I was handier with tools and mechanical things than I am. Especially, you know, things having to do with your car. Because, you know, anything that goes wrong, it's not real simple. I have to take it into mechanic. Hey, some mechanics, if you don't know a real good one, there's no telling what's going to happen.
It's kind of like a Robin. Well, this boy was going to school these 4 years. I had Robin hired over by the month, paid him by the month. Parking to my house, water, gave him $2,000 or $3,000 a year to farm for me. Mm-hmm. Paid him $80 a week plus all that. And somehow my tractor, if it's back in or what it might be, I'd say, Bobby, get tools. I think we can fix that. And I could take him. I could fix nearly anything that come along. He was mechanical minded, and I was too. And I would just watch, see how I would tear something down, and then I'd put it back like we tore it down, and I knew we'd have no trouble with it.
Yeah, so you were just self-taught then. Yeah.
Right. So we fixed nearly anything, unless it was a big job, about a combine or a cotton picker, or anything like that. We put even the main shaft up through the header. I don't know where you mean, I don't know what a header is on a cotton picker?
No, I don't.
But there's the answer to hold the whole picking system.
Oh, yeah.
We put one of them in there, one of them headers. Just tore it down and seen how to watch how we took it down, put it back, and put a new shaft in it. It broke the shaft in it. And so it's...
Those cotton combines pretty big.
Cotton pickers.
Yeah.
We just got a one-row. It has to be a pretty big machine to pull itself and pick that cotton on county.